That's right. This is the number one radio show for more than 25 years in a row. This heap of steaming garbage is right here. It's the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.
Uh-huh. All right. Follow-up email, RED at radradio.com from Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Now, about 20 minutes ago, I read an email from Christine. It was a birthday wish to herself. She was assuming that her great friend who writes in every year, Ashley, had already sent in an email for Christine. She had not.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And then this comes in from Ashley. It's a birthday shout out for Christine. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. I'm the terrible friend who didn't write, but I'm writing now. I blame my crotch goblins. Really, I'm a blonde who can't seem to remember birthdays. Anyway, happy birthday. No. No birthday song for that.
Man.
Aw. God. All right. We got this follow-up from Zach.
Hey, Zach.
So somebody wrote in and said, you know, if Kyle was a postal carrier, he'd look out for the high school kids. He would take their progress reports and he wouldn't let them get delivered. Now, we pointed out a few things. One, we don't do that through the mail anymore, but if we did, Kyle, you know, probably wouldn't look out for it. Eventually, he would extort them.
Exactly. But hey, pay up.
In the beginning, Kyle started with the whole, you know, education. These kids today, I don't want these morons, morons around me. So,
new
we said, see, first sign of the young Kyle, his early 30s, becoming an old man.
Yeah.
Zach says, notice how naturally that came.
That sound.
The sound I make getting up off the couch.
You guys said the progress report was the first sign that Kyle was becoming an old man. You're right. This is the first big time sign that this has happened. But there have been subtle signs ever since Kyle bought his townhouse. I remember him complaining about things around the property. Nothing specific. Vaguely remember something about trash cans, noisy kids a while back.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's 7 o'clock and they're playing the basketball.
No,
the bungie and the bouncy and the bungie.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm in bed usually, winding down, trying to sleep because we wake up early to do the show.
So normal.
And there's a tribe of children on scooters and strollers and bikes, and then there's two moms trying to wrangle these 11 to 12 kids, and they're just yelling and causing too much commotion, going up and down my street.
Yes. The Werther's original is oozing through you.
Feed the Werther's kings.
I need the chewy ones.
Yes. I love the most is that he really feels justified.
Absolutely.
Yes, right. How dare that?
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
When it's light out.
It's my bedtime.
Why are they being kids?
I mean, they should be in the house watching TV, unwinding, or getting bath time or dinner.
That's right.
Like, playtime is not 7 p.m. You need to be inside, children.
Yeah, get off his lawn.
Yes.
Wait, did you never play out at 7 p.m.?
No, I got called in around 9 p.m. I did. But we had a park, and it wasn't near anybody's house. We were bothering people.
It was sanctioned playtime.
Kids today, they don't even know what a park is. They use my street corner in their trolleys and their strollers and their scooters.
Oh, they're playing with their stick and the wheel and the wheel.
We would use our feet.
As long as they don't do it when I'm going to bed, it's fine.
Yeah, you're cracky.
Oh my God, you sound like my husband because they were so rough and tumble and did all the things you shouldn't do that could cause yourself death. And you'll sometimes see kids on our street with their bikes doing those things. He's like, what are they thinking? I'm like, what were you thinking? He's like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's the cool thing now, though. You can call the cops on them now. There are children endangering themselves in front of my home.
Helmets.
All you have to say now is, there are children outside.
Send somebody immediately. Zach says, welcome to the new phase of your life, Kyle. The next step is, why do my knees hurt or my back hurts? Because I sneezed.
Oh, I don't want that. No. I already did that a while ago. Actually, my neck kinked up and I had to go to the chiropractor.
Well, you sneeze like a banshee. Man,
was the violent neck kink as a result of sneezing?
The neck kink was a result of a car accident.
Oh,
I didn't.
God.
Yeah, and then after the car accident, I had a bad sneeze and my neck kinked up like this, and I had to walk into the chiropractor with my ear to my shoulder, going, "I don't know what's wrong."
Fun good times. All right, Robert wrote in, we mentioned earlier, this has gone viral, and you can get all serious if you want, and many are, and Robert wants to join that club. So it's like a million different videos on TikTok with the question of the week, which is you ask a woman, would you rather be alone in the woods with a bear or a man you don't know? And overwhelmingly, women are saying a bear.
Terrible.
Which is making all the, oh, yeah, see, this is how women view their safety in this society and the man, and we're all, you know, angry rapists. Like, Jesus, who knows? Did we ask follow-up questions with these broads?
Right.
No.
Yep.
No, it's a hit. It's a hit-and-run piece all over.
Oh, I want to be with a cute little bear.
Robert says, yeah, right? I mean, we didn't even
honestly
get that. Like, if Dawn's on doing the man on the street thing or she participates, because Dawn, you know, she, just like with men all her life, she can't say no. So Dawn's walking
down
the street.
I tried, though.
Well, and, you know, one of these guys is going to do the same thing that those guys did to you. No, you will take my survey.
Oh, my God.
So would you rather be a man or a bear? Oh, yeah, you no. bear. And if you actually followed up, well, ma'am, really, a bear? And you're cute and cuddly. Cut all that out.
I mean, come on, ladies.
Robert says, I can't say I disagree with the women on this one, choosing the bear. The lack of respect. This sounds like something Kyle will write in 10 years. The lack of respect and just basic courtesy and manners as well as common sense of today's society totally back up this survey. Thank you for abandoning the man club, Robert.
Well, and what? So the bear's respectful as it's taking its paw and slashing you? Like, what is respectful about the bear?
Well,
he's getting all serious.
I've got the answer.
Honestly, the bear. Right. Oh, human woman, I will lay off.
I've got the answer for you.
Oh, my God.
Michelle says, my friends just brought up this man versus bear question. I thought the obvious answer was, I'd rather be with the man because a bear would kill me with ease. But they were surprised. They thought the obvious answer was bear because you and the bear would go your separate ways and not bother each other.
Huh? Mm.
While the man could follow you and overpower you if they wanted to. Well, again, if we're going to get all serious, there's logic in that. Most bears are not going to attack you just because you exist. But men, we will all stalk you.
Oh, yeah.
We will all not let you get out of the woods alone because we are tribally cavemanish and we must rape and pillage. That's the implication there.
I don't like this thing going serious. That's just terrible, honestly. I mean, sure, right as you say, but I would still be more willing to take the chance, I guess, with a man I don't know. Because, yes, the bear, I guess, as you say, it's most likely you'll both go your separate ways.
If you're not bothering it or you're not a threat.
But
right?
That the opposite could happen. And then you are definitely dead.
Right, but
you're not surviving that.
But see, what's what you miss? I know you don't want to get serious, but here's what you missed. You said the opposite could happen. However, we know 100% the man will follow you and rape you and murder you. He will.
Jeez, man.
We know it. It's a given.
This is honestly where we're at. Well, good grief.
Even Robert agrees. Yes.
Well, I feel like they should ask men the same question. Would you rather be stuck in the woods with a female or with a bear? And I bet you half of them are going to say they'd rather be stuck with a bear because the woman's going to keep nagging them.
Right.
Ask them if they're lost. Do you know how to build a fire? Are you going to build me shelter?
Hey, the bear, you're going to get the bear on your side. You guys are going to be singing tunes around the campfire by the end of the evening.
That one makes more sense.
Yeah.
And you know who this guy is? What was his name?
Robert.
Robert. Yes. He is that dude. I don't know. This drives me crazy. He calls himself a feminist. I hate when men call themselves a feminist. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. You're weak. You don't have a spine. So you just feel you got to call yourself a feminist.
Preach.
I hate it so much. Don't
Amen.
Claim. That's Amen. Ours. I don't even claim feminism. So you can't.
Defending a shield she doesn't even carry.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Man, that they have turned into something else now.
Evan wrote in said, we've had similar idiotic arguments to all of this. Here's a recent one. Would you? Oh, now this is very, this is fun. This is one you can't get serious, but you have to think about it for a minute. Would you rather fight 50 duck-sized bears?
duck-sized? How cute is that?
Or, now you're fighting them.
No.
Are you fighting 50 duck-sized bear or one bear-sized duck?
Oh.
Bear-sized duck.
I would fight the bear-sized duck just to be like, I fought a bear-sized duck.
Is there a guarantee I have my phone and I can get video evidence of this that will be found even if I'm ducked to death by this bear-sized duck?
Yeah, and then you can eat the duck bear. I mean, that'd be some good a la orange duck.
Yeah,
or
it's a bear-sized duck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a duck.
Oh, that's a lot of food for you.
Mm-hmm. But how do you take down a bear-sized duck?
Their necks are long.
You tickle it.
Are ducks known to be ticklish?
I have don't know.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you have a loaf of bread, you're fine. Right? You just keep,
yes.
And then you just kick him in the butt.
You bring a goose to a duck fight.
Oh. And everyone knows you don't leave the house without a loaf of bread, so you already have the loaf of bread.
Right. Exactly. Let's play Win Rob's Change. We got a winner yesterday at this time for, I don't know, $194.44.
That's correct.
So we've had one guess and one clue this morning at 6:30. If you have somehow figured out the correct amount of money, you will win it. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to Win Rob's Change.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.